It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And welcome to another garden show on Q92 on this beautiful Thursday morning with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Floral. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul, and everybody out there. Don't get blown away today.
Yeah, all this week the wind's blowing hard.
That's crazy.
That's right. So how you doing?
I'm doing really well. Very busy. Been selling a lot of trees and shrubs. And if you saw our picture on Facebook from Paula, selling a lot of pumpkins and mums. And we have a lot of questions on those today, so we'll be getting to those pretty quick. But our plant of the week is fall decorations. Mums, pumpkins, gourds, kale, all that type of stuff. So they sure look good this year.
Yeah, I posted a picture Dwayne sent me. It's on our KLQP Facebook page if you want to take a look at that. And nice picture there, Dwayne.
Well, thank you. That's of our Dawson shop. So if you're looking for some nice, we have nice big pumpkins, also little ones. There's a lot of different types of pumpkins. The smaller ones are called Jack Be Little or Wee Be Little. Medium-sized ones, which is usually a lot for pumpkins, pies and that type of stuff, is a sugar pie pumpkin. Bigger ones are good for carving or jack-o'-lanterns.
Mm-hmm.
And the big, big, huge one, which is called Atlantic Giant.
Oh.
And actually, the pumpkins are in the squash family, so.
Okay. I learned something about pumpkins last week. I was in a pumpkin patch, and the person was telling me that the stripes or the ribs down the pumpkin is, that's where the seeds are, he thought. Or not thought, that's where the seeds are, he said. And,
on the inside of the pumpkin?
The ribs.
Yep.
Outside the pumpkin. Yeah, that's where the seeds are, so. Something I didn't know.
You can keep your seeds, you know, and dry them so they don't rot over winter and plant them the next year. I wouldn't do that for many years, but for 1 year you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
There's also white, green pumpkins. There's warty pumpkins. I mean, it goes on and on. So pumpkins have really become popular in the last few years.
That's right. Yeah. I love a pumpkin pie.
So do I.
Yeah, so that's our plant of the week.
Of the week.
Okay.
And Ufta, and I'm going to make the Ufta one a good one, make it a good sense. Go for a ride and see all the colors out there. Betty and I went for a ride. We went up through Ortonville, Big Stone, and we don't have a lot of maple trees that turn that bright red, but there's a lot of yellow and oranges type trees. Is very pretty, or else you can go down towards Granite Falls if you just want to take, you know, a local trip. A lot of colors out there. So,
yep.
Go for a ride.
Yeah, I was in the Minnesota River Valley last week, and wow, they were, the colors were popping.
Yeah, that's what, if you're going to plant a tree and you don't have a sugar maple tree, plant a sugar maple. That's the ones that are the orangey, the bright orange colors. Absolutely gorgeous out there right now. So put a sugar maple tree, an offshoot of sugar maple. It's supposed to be an improvement. It's called Fall Fiesta Maple. Put that on your list.
Okay. All right.
We better get some
questions. Yeah, we're going to open up the phone lines. People have already been calling in their question, lawn and garden questions for Dwayne. Give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for any lawn or garden question for Dwayne, and we'll kick it off. I laughed at this because we kind of get this a lot. Is a pumpkin a fruit, or is it considered like a melon?
The question is it a fruit or is it a vegetable?
Okay.
It is a melon. Okay.
It is.
It is a fruit. It's a fruit because it forms from a flower, okay? If it has a flower on the end, it's a fruit. A vegetable is like a carrot, doesn't have a flower, doesn't produce the product from a flower.
Mm-hmm.
That's a vegetable.
Okay.
So,
interesting.
Fruit.
Okay. Someone asked if you could describe your tools and equipment that you use to help you with your gardening work, Dwayne.
We answered this question a couple weeks ago.
Oh, we did? Okay.
But I would definitely have a tiller. You know, we have three tillers, one that's behind a tractor and till up bigger areas. I have a walk behind tiller, and then I have a real small one, a walk behind a Honda tiller that you can go between the rows and that type of stuff. You don't want really, a lot of people, you don't want to do a lot of tilling because you're disturbing the creatures in the soil. So, but to mix things in and to get rid of those weeds, I have a tiller. Also, I have a good hand pruner. It's called a Felco pruner. It's called Felco number 2, which is, they're not cheap, but they're not expensive, but all horticulturists have a good pruner. Mm-hmm. If they don't have a pruner, it's like a farmer has a plier, I guess. That's what my dad always said.
Okay.
So, I have a good hoe. I use that. I use a sickle hoe. It has like a sickle-shaped blade on the end of it. I like that. I'm getting too old to handle one of those big hoes. Good shovels, good spades.
They still make heavy duty rakes, the iron rakes, or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
If you're going to scratch up the soil to plant grass seed or something, use a heavy duty rake. We even have lawn rakes that are wider than that, that are heavy duty for those strong guys. Broom rakes, you know, that are softer. There's a purpose for all of those, and it goes on and on and on.
Okay. All right. Chris just handed me a question here. Let's go with this here first here, Dwayne. Should I spray my plants before I bring them in for the winter, and with what?
Great question. I would spray them outside, and I would spray. We used to have a product called I-Bomb, but now it's 3-in-1. It has an insecticide, fungicide, miticide, and I would spray them, and then spray them a couple times, like a week apart, because if the eggs hatch, you'll get the new bugs on there. I also put a systemic insecticide. It's a granular. Put it in the soil and mix that in the soil and water it. That'll get into the system of the plant and kill, you know, if there was something that you missed when you were spraying it. If you have a small plant, put it in a garbage bag, put a couple of squirts of that 3-in-1, and seal it shut and let it sit overnight. That way the bugs can't get away, can't go to your next plant.
Oh, that's pretty smart.
So, yep.
Good.
That's a good question. People wonder how they get bugs in their house, and by bringing stuff in like that, that's how you get some of the bugs in your house.
Okay. All right, next question.
Hi, Dwayne.
Oh, Terry's in the office here. He snuck up behind me.
Hey, Terry.
He missed doing the hosting the garden show with you, but he's retired now, so.
Yeah.
Nice to see Terry again.
Yes, sure is.
Retired Terry.
Talked to him anyway.
Yeah.
I don't think he's so retired. He's sure busy with chamber things and his garden, and he brings me a lot of good things, so I appreciate Terry.
Right. Yeah. Anything I could do or should do to my soil in my garden this fall? I have trouble with tomato blight in the past. So what can you do with your soil in your garden this fall?
If you're going to try to do it for blight and try to do something for that, I would add calcium to the soil. Calcium is one of the products that's in gypsum. I would definitely add gypsum to your soil because it also breaks up the soil structure and also has some sulfur in it. And that'll help take care of some of the diseases. I would fertilize your garden this fall. I'd recommend Eco Elements or Earth Elements. It has a lot of minerals and also has active biology in the package, and so it'll work on your garden over winter.
Yeah, and you can get that at Heather Nursery, right?
Exactly.
You designed that, or you created that, didn't you, Earth Elements?
I did. It's all organic. It has lots of minerals in there. And what you want to do is feed your soil, so it feeds your plants. So when you eat it, you get the minerals. So it's better than taking vitamins.
Okay. All right.
Also, Also,
go
if
ahead.
Your soil is too loose or too heavy, you should be adding peat moss or compost. Get that on your, clean your garden off, get rid of all the plants that might have diseases, put compost down there, put some fertilizer on there, or that gypsum, and till it in, and it'll be working in your soil so it's ready to go for next spring.
Okay. Clematis, Dwayne?
Yep, clematis,
when,
yep.
When and, is that how you pronounce that?
Yep.
Okay. When and how far should you cut it down?
I hate to tell you, it's complicated. There's three different types of clematis. And most of the clematis you see around here is you cut it to the ground and the new growth comes up next spring and flowers on new growth. Some, that's type number one. Type number two is it flowers on old growth. So if you cut it down to the ground, it won't flower as much because it has to be older and the buds have to be left there. So if you have the old-fashioned ones like the Jack Manning, Niobe, those are all that number one, and you can cut them to the ground. And I would say most of them you cut to the ground. Probably wouldn't hurt to mulch them a little bit with leaves just to protect them from if we have an open, cold winter.
Okay. I'm glad you mentioned leaves because that's our next question. Is it
yeah.
better to rake or leave my leaves on my lawn?
You definitely do not want to leave the leaves on your lawn because what they'll do is they'll pack down and they'll hold mold underneath there or protection for little creatures like voles under there. You definitely want to rake your leaves, get rid of your leaves, and if you want to save them, compost them. But if you had diseases on your trees, you don't want to compost it. But you can compost it, but if you know you have a definitely bad disease like blight on your tomatoes, you don't want to compost that.
Okay.
And you want to mow your lawn as it gets closer to the to snowfall here is to start mowing it shorter because you don't want your grass to bend over either and hold in the moisture and
okay.
so it doesn't mold over winter.
All right, you got a couple of minutes here. Let's talk about mums. Do mums need to be covered at night? Is frost hard on them? And my mums look sick. Why do they look like they are dying?
Well, mums like water, okay? So if you forgot to water it, you got to almost water your mums every day. They got to stay moist or they'll not look good, okay? So water is the main thing. Mums like the cooler weather, so a light frost isn't going to hurt them. A hard frost will definitely kill them. But cold weather actually brings out the color in the mum. So
don't you have to?
Supposed to get down to 37. If you think that's too cold, then bring them in or cover them over, and probably your other delicate things you probably better cover tonight too.
Yeah, don't you have to pull the dead leaves out of them mums or?
No, usually mums. Depends on which kind you got. If you got the decorative ones, they usually bloom all at one time, and you enjoy them for the fall. Some of your mums that you have perennial mums in your garden, you might have to deadhead a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, they're pretty, the mums. Hey,
yeah, adds a lot of color in the fall.
All right. We didn't get to all the questions, but we'll get to them next week. Just got about 30 seconds here. Dwayne, tell us what's happening at Heather Nursery.
Well, it's fall is for planting, and people are planting. Trees, we sold a lot of trees yesterday, so we still have good color on our trees, so come and look at what trees and pick out the one you like. We're planting a lot of perennials. Things you should do is probably take care of your yard like we just talked about. Spray your weeds, get some fertilizer on there. Trim your bushes is a good thing.
Okay.
Probably not the ones that are still flowering, but everybody have a good week, and we're here at Heather Nursery in Floral and Monty, Dawson, and Madison.
All right, talk to you next Thursday, Dwayne. Thanks.
You bet. Have a great week.
Dwayne Hassett with Heather Nursery and Floral, and that's another garden show.